The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And eBayMotors.com has all the ingredients you need. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. Now that's tasty. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride.
This message is brought to you by State Farm. As a small business owner, you've worked hard to build your business, and our friends at State Farm can help protect what you've built. See, every State Farm agent is a small business owner, just like you. So they understand the value of your hard work and how to keep your business protected. Because at State Farm, being a good neighbor is more than a slogan. It's a way of doing business. Learn more at statefarm.com/small business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from American Express.
With Amex Platinum, once-in-a-lifetime perks happen all the time. The high-end airport lounges that make layovers enjoyable. The dining perks that open doors to new restaurants. The 1,200 fine hotels and resorts properties with elevated benefits, like late checkout, because vacations should never end early. With the Platinum Card, experience once in a lifetime, all the time. Just some of the many reasons you're with Amex Platinum. Visit americanexpress.com/withplatinum. Terms apply.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. I like betting on FanDuel Sportsbook because they have great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions, and it's America's number one sportsbook. It's also easy to use, it's safe and secure, and you can get your winnings fast in as little as 2 hours. Also, it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same-game parlay, and you can discover the most popular same-game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JNJ so they know I sent you. That's J ampersand J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, in permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, March 7th, and we have a historic episode of Jenkins and Jones. We're all tilted up for this episode of Jenkins.
First time Jackson asked somebody to tilt a nine-tailed fox is fucking loose. Holy shit. Wild times.
This is what dreams are made of, guys. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good friend, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubba?
Drinking his Celsius this morning, and Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
It's like crack with fruit flavored.
He said it's fruit flavored. Crack. He said it's fruit. You stepped on Tyler's intro.
My bad, Tyler. My bad. No. You got to run it back.
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. I'm good.
Because someone out there needs that to start their work week, bro.
I need that. I need that to start the pod. That's the, you feel me?
Should we start with the nine-tailed fox and then we'll talk about all the other things in the world? This nine-tailed fox, I'm like.
This is a big deal.
I mean, I don't know what it means outside of the world of
perfect.
Naruto, perfect. But you know what I mean?
That's great. Those are the podcast conversations I love to have. I opened up Twitter and there was a tweet from someone who had tweeted in Japanese and it had 73,000 retweets. It was a picture of some rocks. So I hit translate tweet and it's a woman who says she came to Seshoseki where the legend of the nine-tailed fox is still active and that there's a rock that the nine-tailed fox in Japanese folklore, nine-tailed fox called a kumiho. It's a type of spirit. It's kind of like a succubus. It's like they like bewitch men and then they'll steal their souls and shit like that.
Yeah.
In Seshoseki, they have their nine-tailed fox imprisoned in a large rock that has a rope wrapped around it to make sure it stays in there. This person went to go visit it. The rope is off the rock and the rock is broken in half.
And that's not a rock. That's a fucking boulder. That is not normal, G.
Yeah.
It is a clean fucking break, too. Like, they didn't blow that motherfucker up. Like, you would have to have, like, the sharpest fucking knife ever known to man to make a cut that clean on that shit.
You got to have the Cutco, like, deluxe.
The Cutco.
Deluxe.
Got to cut through more than a penny with that one, buddy.
Right. No, how did this get to your timeline? I'm interested. Is it your...
Let me see if I can CSI reconstruct the timeline experience here. Hold on.
Is it connected to Char at all?
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what made you hit... Was it the amount of likes that made you hit the...
It had 73,000 retweets. And so okay. I was like, oh, this must be significant. And then it was a picture of rocks. So it had my curiosity piqued. And the translate tweet feature is a fucking great part of Twitter. So I was just like, let me see.
Archaeology Guardy. It was a picture of rocks. So it.
What the fuck? Is this Igneous Quarterly? Like, what?
Love how nerdy we are.
Anyway, beware the kumiho. Anything that goes wrong for me the next... This is my astrology, okay? Anything that goes wrong for me the next 3 or 4 days, I'm blaming on the kumiho. Kumiho's in retrograde.
Quarterly.
Is that nine-tailed fox about to, like, wreak havoc? Are people terrified now? Like, what's the fallout here?
I think it's more so, like, an individual thing. It doesn't really, like... It's not like the devil. Like, it's more like... tries to bewitch a person and like to actually destroy the world or whatever. So I don't think we really have to like worry about it, but I don't know. But they do.
I mean, it's just wrecking shit with no purpose. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
It's wrecking shit just to wreck shit.
It's kind of,
it
you know, like
it's all just for the love of the game.
All,
you know what I'm saying?
All folklores and mythologies have like a trickster figure, like a Loki or, you know, like the coyote or whatever. And so this is like the one in Japanese folklore. And oftentimes they involve shape-shifting or sexuality in some way. Like, Loki is, like, you know, sometimes a man, sometimes a woman in the in the mythology. So that's the Kumiho can transform into a beautiful woman. And so that's like, that's its shit to basically, but really just to fuck with stuff on a micro level, not really a macro level. So I think we're probably okay, the three of us, but I'm still going to blame anything weird that happens in my life on the Kumiho escaping.
I respect it.
Okay.
Right. He's going to have to be more clever than disguising himself as a beautiful woman to get me, because I am a very happily married man and I am well spoken for. Thank you.
Fucking right.
So get the fuck out of here.
Get them titties the hell out of here.
Get your nine tail titties the fuck out of here.
The fact that you said igneous, I haven't heard igneous since like fucking eighth grade.
Igneous, sedimentary, metamorphic, man.
Bro.
Embedded in my memory.
That made me laugh so hard, G.
I have a brain that like maybe knew it was going to be on a podcast with you guys, because I did not remember sedimentary or metamorphic. My brain has always remembered the weird thing. You know what I mean? It was like,
yeah.
Like when,
I remember sedimentary, not metamorphic, though. I forgot about metamorphic.
When Vincent,
yeah, that's basically like lava and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Lava
turns yeah.
rocks.
When Vincent was learning about weather, I was like, I remember nimbus clouds, because that was the
right,
weird word.
Right.
Like
nimbus cumulus. Yeah.
Sirius.
Sirius, yeah.
Vincent, for a solid 2 weeks after they learned about weather a couple months ago, for like a solid 2 weeks, we would walk outside and he would like stop the family and he'd look up like cumulonimbus clouds today. Like,
right.
Hell knowledge. I love it.
Nimbus are those the weird straight ones? I know cumulus are the big
ones. Those are Cirrus. Cirrus are the
straight ones. Cirrus are the weird straight ones.
And Nimbus, do you want me to wake him up?
Run that.
Let's get the fucking cloud
guys. Run that, bro. I thought you were serious.
I'm not.
I was like, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we could do that as bonus content at some point.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about how deep into the podcast are we at this point?
All right, there we go.
This is it.
10 minutes in on some bullshit. We talking goddamn mythological figures and cloud formations and the different types of rocks.
The fuck?
Ron, we put 56 fucking 6 hours ago. Look at us.
This is the first time we've really been excited to talk about basketball in a couple of weeks. Bron with the 50 burger, 56 points on 61% shooting. The Lakers beat the Warriors. Bron said it was a desperation game after losing four straight. The Lakers really needed it. He also becomes the fourth player in NBA history at 37 or older to score 50 points in a game. And I love so much a graphic with Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and Jamal Crawford on it.
Dog.
That was my favorite part of the night.
But also, like, Jamal, bro, like, one of these things do not look like the other, obviously, right? But, like, Jamal Crawford, that's how much of a baller he is. And I thought it was so weird how quickly they snatched him out the league. I think his last game, he put up 50, you know what I'm saying, with Phoenix, something like that. And I'm like, this man really isn't in the fucking league right now? Like, bro, it's odd, but yeah. Good for Bron. I mean, when my first thought was, when I looked at I didn't watch the game because, you know, I am not watching Lakers games right now because I like to, you know, mental health is important. You know what
Take
I'm saying?
Peace.
Yeah, keep my peace, you feel what I'm saying? But like, when we got the bat signal, Bron's going crazy from Guardy, I looked it up. They were up 1 point. It was like 112, 113, and Bron had 52. And I'm like, we need 52 fucking points to beat a KD-less Warriors team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Dre too.
You know, no Dre too. Like, this is what we need to be like to be in these games. Like that was sad. But
this is why Tyler can't completely give up hope, because he can still score 50 something points.
Exactly. Like we saw that that sound clip Bron gave us just a few days ago where he was like, you know, don't count me out until you cut my head off and bury me 12 feet deep. And I'm like, yes, that's the same shit I've been saying. If we still get this Bron, and if we get AD, you know, being close to 100%, who the fuck knows, man?
I'm not getting
my hopes up too high. Like in the bubble, I knew they were the title favorites. I was telling y'all
for
that
sure.
During all the panic sure. fucking for sessions sure. we were having for in sure. the text. I was like, these dudes are going to win it. I'm not sure if they're going to win it. But like I said, I'm not giving up hope until, you know, that last fucking buzzer goes off.
I think that season, everybody thought the Lakers had the best chance. The Clippers, we just didn't all the way believe, but they did scare us. You feel me? Like this year, G. I'm not, bro. If they win a series, you get a participation trophy, bro. I'm handing them out. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Right, but I mean, especially coming up, if they win a series, they're gonna have to beat the number one team in the fucking league. I mean, you know, the Suns right now. You feel me? Like,
my hopes aren't high enough to be damaged if they fall. You know what I mean? But I'm with Tyler on, like, I'll hold that out. But put all that aside. Last night was, I needed it as a fan. I mean, really, because all this shit where it was like people were booing them and they're arguing with fans mid game was so sad and gross in every direction. It was just like, you needed that where it was like, you know, the arena was fucking, everyone was like rocking. Bron had a one-handed alley-oop dunk that was like, looked like a vintage Bron play. Like, it just was like, you just needed that emotionally because it's been a long, miserable fucking season. And it was great that it came against the Warriors too. I was very happy about that. It was nice.
I saw some weird ass stat where he's like the oldest person to go like get 50 plus with 10 rebounds and hit 6 threes. And he's also the first person to ever do it. And like youngest to get 50 to do like 50 and 10, oldest to do it. I'm like,
he's also the only player ever to have a 50 point game before he was 21 and after he was.
That's the stat. That was a stat. Yeah. It's just like, man, like I get like GOAT, you know, greatest, you know, it's hard for some people to give that away, you know, take it away from Jordan to give it to Bron. I get that, right? But we just say best basketball player of all time. It's hard not to look at LeBron James and say that shit. You know what I mean? Like the distinction between great and best, you know, is important. But like, yeah, I think, dude, he's the best basketball player I've ever fucking seen in my life. And it's hard for you to you know, say otherwise. You feel me?
I love when we get Bron in his feelings a little bit because I feel like he's just such a facet. Like the way his brain works is super fascinating to me. And he was talking, like, he's been talking about it the last week or so because obviously he's getting booed in his own fucking arena. But he was on, you know, they did the episode of The Shop and he was talking about, he was just like
finding a hater.
He's like, you know, I walk in the arena, I'm like, I know it's a Bron hater in here. So he's like, basically the way Tyler logs onto Twitter, he's just like, where I can smell it in here.
But he had time to piss off my enemies today.
but he also said, he was like, you know, he said he's like, people can say whatever they want about me as a scorer or whatever, but put my name at the top of that list. You know, he's like, if I was out here limping along, just trying to put numbers up, I think he said, but I'm still fucking nice.
Yeah, he said, I'm still squeezing some juice out this motherfucking orange.
But if just squeezing juice out is what, 30 a game, 55% from the field, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, like eight rebounds and like six assists. Like, his numbers are higher than his average.
30, you know what I mean? 7, year fucking 19.
Get the fuck out of here, G.
Ridiculous.
Here we go. Best basketball player of all time. Maybe not the GOAT, but he's definitely the boat.
We need it.
The boat. Best of all time.
We need the pod.
We need that segment.
The pod needs
it. There we go.
That's great.
Some fun basketball talk. Oh, my.
Yes. Let's continue to have some fun basketball talk and talk a little college hoops. The Dookie Challenge. The legacy lot. What, Tyler? What was your as a North Carolina fan? What was your favorite part of North Carolina beating Duke at Cameron for Coach K's last game there?
Yo, I like. Did y'all see how one of the assistants didn't want to shake Hubert Davis's hand? And that was my favorite shit. Like, yeah, motherfuckers are legit mad. I love that. You know what I'm saying? those dudes really ruined some nights up in that motherfucker last night. I love it, man.
$80,000 for some of the tickets in there. Man,
who the fuck, for a coach? You paying $80,000 to see a motherfucker walk? To see a motherfucker walk up and down the sideline? You know, get down on one knee and yell every now and then and write on a clipboard, 80 stacks, bro? And I had a loss, too.
Right. And how did this look? Like, he doesn't even walk good at this point. You know what I mean? Like, are you paying $78,000?
Dude just had hip replacement surgery, dog. Like, he doesn't even.
It's not even a
you're not even watching him walk. You are watching modern surgical advancement in motion for $80,000. Yesterday's Coach K is not today's Coach K. Coach K was not born with the shit he's walking with. And you paid 80 racks for that.
Oh,
shit.
You fans some dorks, man.
God damn.
Oh fuck. John, your thoughts. You're a Duke fan who we don't really consider a Duke fan. We were talking about it before you even jumped on. It's like John's not gonna come on here and be like, no, not Coach K. Not his final
you're,
game.
You're a Duke fan that embodies everything that Duke fans aren't, it feels
right.
Like.
I'm a Duke fan that hates Duke fans. But I honestly, I don't give a fuck. I haven't watched a Duke game since the Final Four they lost to Michigan State. When he blew it with fucking Zion Williamson, I'm like, all right, man.
Oh, that was an Elite Eight. He didn't even get to that.
Elite Eight, yeah. Michigan State. Yeah, I was like, bro, I'm cool. What's that? But been about 3 years since I watched the full game.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, and also too, I picked up golf. I can't be a golf nigga and a Duke nigga, bro. That's they gonna kick me out of St. Louis. You feel me?
That's two strikes. That's really three strikes.
I had to pick one. So yeah, I don't give a fuck, man. You know what I mean? Good for UNC. Good for the kids. I love seeing white people cry. Everybody won.
I was talking to Jackson. I covered a couple basketball games yesterday. So I was just seeing this game on the timeline. Every time I logged onto the timeline, it was just some fan of Jenkins and Jones had screenshot a different crying white college student. I was like Cartman in the Eric Tenorman episode, just delicious.
One distinction that always tripped me out though is when I looked at like the student makeup of a UNC kid and a Duke kid, it looked very similar, but like the experience and how they think about shit is very different. You know what I mean? Like Tyler said, you know, going to school in North Carolina, going to Duke, you got treated a particular way. You went to UNC, you got treated a totally different way. You had fun and you weren't looked down upon. But when you look at the kid looks the same based upon their, you know, the grades, ACT, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. That was always odd to me. But
Yeah, you know, I've partied at UNC and Duke is just, But shouts to NC State. NC State is the best school to party at out of all those three. And no one gives a fuck about NC State as a program, but that's where I have my most fun when I party with those schools. But yeah, going back to what you say, like, I don't think I'm going to miss Coach K. I don't think anyone's really going to miss Coach K. I personally, you know, you can argue, you can say he's perhaps the best college coach ever, right? Like, it's between him and Wynn or whatever your preference is, but it was time for him to go, dog. You know, it's you've seen how he, like, begrudgingly just kind of embraced the one-and-done culture. You've seen how
he fought against it for so long.
Yeah, for so long. And he was one of those coaches, it's not my job to prepare guys for the NBA. And I don't fuck with college coaches like that. Nah. Because, motherfucker, it's college. Like, if you had a college professor who said, it's not my job to prepare you for the real world, you'd be like, what the fuck type of college professor is this? You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm in college and all my professors are going, I'm only preparing you to be good at writing at this school.
I don't want
I'm not preparing you to be a professional at this. This college is only about college.
Exactly. That's why I fuck with coaches like Coach Cal. Like Coach Cal is like, I'm here to highlight the skill sets of my players and get my kids paid. You know what I'm saying? Like we've all heard the story about how DeJuan Wagner was thinking about coming back for his sophomore year and Coach Cal revoked his scholarships. Like, no, you're NBA ready. Go get money. Yeah. I love coaches like that. Not the whole, it's not my job to prepare you for the NBA. Get your weak ass out of here.
I think part of like when I got you know soured on the program, like Jason Tatum was the best high school player I'd ever seen with my two eyes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I told y'all about the story when I saw him play. I saw him play one quarter, walked out the gym, and thought, I don't need to see this anymore because this is assault. You know what I mean? He is 17 in the first quarter, something like that. Also, thank God I don't play basketball anymore. He was incredible. Then like, he goes to Duke, and he like you know I'm like. He's struggling, but it's not because he can't play. It's similar to other players at UCLA that I won't bring up. You feel what I'm saying? Where they're not being treated like the player they actually fucking are. You know what I'm saying? But and then he goes to the NBA and is much better. I mean, there's been a number of, I think, what was your boy that played for the Clippers, played the five at Duke, starts with a B?
Elton Brand.
He was a much better NBA player than he was college player because he was allowed to actually play his full game. You know what I'm saying? McGetty's the 1-2. That I remember too. So it's like, I don't know. That kind of fucked me up where I felt like Coach K was holding players back from being the player they could be in college, which was affecting their ability to get that bag, you know what I'm saying, in the NBA, at least initially. So
yeah. I mean, going back to what you said about, you know, being soured on the program and with and with Melton Brand and shit. I remember when I was after 99, after they lost 99, the 99 Dukies, they were probably the second best team I've ever seen in my life that didn't win a championship. And I would only put the 2015.
Alaskan Assassin fucked it off,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, he traveled late in the game.
Also, he just didn't have a good game. He didn't hit shit. You know, he was. Yeah.
But I remember William Avery and fucking Corey Maggette declared early. And
he was
pissed. He publicly said these kids aren't ready for the league. I was like, what the fuck type of coach is this?
Right.
William Avery said Coach K talked to his mom and told her in these exact words, I'm not fucking, you know, vulgaring it up. Your son is fucking up our program. When William Avery declared, I was like, what type of nigga is this?
Right.
What type
and
of coach are you?
And the fact that Maggette was coming off the bench and you are mad at Maggette and he's a dude that you didn't even get that much burn. And as athletic and fucking talented as he was, that team was great. I get it. You feel me? But also, like, this man was getting burned. He can go to the league and get a bag, and you mad at that? Why you rather him sit on your bench playing behind other, you know? Come on, man. That's wild as hell. But I remember that shit vividly. And I was like, even as a kid, I mean, I cried when they lost that game because I'm pussy. But, like, you know, after when I heard about what he said, I remember thinking, like, that's a fuck nigga shit, you know. I didn't agree with it, but you know, I I'm just young. I'm like, fuck it. I'm still a Duke fan. But as you get older and you realize like how much of difference there is between an adult and a kid, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm thinking like this grown ass, big age motherfucker said this to kid. You know, it just seems wild. And like when I saw Jason Tatum, a fellow St. Louisan who I know, you know, I've seen play, and the way he did him, I'm like,
yeah.
And then with Zion, it's like, okay, now it's fuck him for real. But like, no key. Yeah, you feel me? Like, I'm not, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
So yeah. We basically don't give a shit that he's retiring. He can walk off into the sunset with those RoboCop hips. He will not
Mike, you good?
Yeah. I was trying to look up the quote Coach K had about, I feel like he had a quote about preferring players that had two parents. And I was trying I was trying to look up the exact quote because that was the moment when I soured on the program with my single. I take that shit real personally. You know what I mean?
It's just funny, like him leaving, and we're like talking about why we don't fuck with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the former Duke fan, and then
right. Well, the coach K pack burned extra slow and fucking smoky.
Right.
Tyler with the Coach L nickname on Twitter was another moment. Zap.
Zap. Zap that motherfucker.
I also love the last point I would make was his apology for the game during the post game. Did you see that clip on Twitter? He said,
this is unacceptable, but also this season's been very acceptable.
But he totally brought it up so that everyone could start, which the crowd did, start being like, no. No, and he was like, stop, no, let me say this. Like, let me say it.
I mean, there's a lot of kids that love him. Like, there's some people like Chris Duhon that I didn't think was a leaguer, and he got him into the league. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So good for that. And he's done a lot of good for basketball. I will say that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, bro, there's things that I seen and experienced that it makes me hard to root for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah. Good for the good things he's done and the people he's affected positively.
For sure. Let's talk about this is
I don't give a fuck about any of that. He can get his shit and go, dog.
That was John's one. That was the last bit of unsoured milk from John. Had to just pour that out into the podcast. I respect
you gotta balance out the conversations.
I respect it. We all love an athlete or coach that's a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Everybody has good memories rooting for a terrible person. So that's what just being a human being is. It is what it is. I want to talk about the most disturbing story of the week. I've been following super closely for the last like 36 hours, but this news about Brittany Griner, this is scary shit, man. Apparently 3 weeks ago. So for those of you who don't follow women's basketball particularly closely, the WNBA has a really hard salary cap, a hard max salary. So even if you are like Candace Parker or Brittany Griner, if you're one of the top players, you can't make over X amount.
which to me is the number one thing that if they remove that and actually let the owners with deep pockets start getting competitive, I think it'd be great for the league. But because of that hard cap, not just the like mid-tier players, but everybody plays overseas. And a ton of players play in Russia specifically, supports women's basketball at a really high level. And I remember when I was covering the Sparks, it was a really weird thing that I would talk to their coach about, that for the first 3 weeks of every season, if you were playing for a Euro championship, you weren't with the Sparks yet.
Because I think that was something with Simone Augustus. Like, I think she was playing overseas in Russia, making way more money.
Right. Well, you know, and what's crazy is you see the media coverage of like the Brittany Griner stuff, and they say, well, she plays in Russia during the off season. I said, no. She plays in the WNBA during the off season.
Flat out.
The WNBA is the like, oh, let me get a side hustle in America, you know, and try and build a legacy here and get some endorsement money. But the money is playing overseas for women's basketball players. So, first of all, let's just point that out. This, if the WNBA was paying, you know, paying as players, this wouldn't even be an issue where players are having to go over to Russia. But 3 weeks ago, she was arrested in Russia, scary sentence, allegedly for having vape cartridges with weed at the airport. The things I would point out, first of all, we didn't hear about this until 3 weeks later, which is
wild to me.
That's the wildest part.
When I found out it was 3 weeks ago, I'm like, she's been, and now it's news?
Right.
But I mean, is that due to also her being in Russia where, you know, so, and with the war going on?
Apparently people in the league and her camp have obviously been aware and have been trying to resolve it. And I would guess that Russia leaked it in order to just try and get a culture war story going. We obviously know that they're very invested in that kind of thing, you know what I mean? Let's get people trying to pressure Biden to do something, to give something to Russia, you know what I mean, just to stir some shit up like that. But scary shit, you know, I mean, really scary shit. And I think on top of that, a lot of people have brought up whether or not she, you know, this is like a trumped up thing, that they were just like, this is going to be the person that we're arresting, that she actually had anything on her. My first thought was, these players are very well known over there, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was just understood that Brittany Griner can bring in what she wants to bring in or whatever.
Right.
But
right.
For political purposes, that was revoked in this situation. You know what I mean? And she was targeted for this. But it's really scary, and definitely think about her. Think about her wife. I mean, just a scary fucking situation to hear someone's been in a Russian prison for 3 weeks, man.
How many years has she been playing over there?
Most players have been playing in Europe since they graduated college, basically.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how, I mean, because, you know, it's Europe, you know, there's different places. I know a lot of players get bags in China, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I even like, but it's wild you're talking about players that, you know, like Diana Taurasi, like maybe the best women's basketball player of all time.
Just to answer your question, she has been playing with this team, UMMC Ecker-Rutenberg, I don't know how to say it, since 2014. She's been playing with them. She did one season in China, and then after graduating college, and then since then she's been with this team in Russia for 8 years.
So what you're saying is probably true, where like, dude, she knew what she can bring in and out of that.
Well, people are like, she should have known better. It's like, trust me, if you've been operating as a 6'10" black woman in Russia, you know what you can do and not do. Give me a fucking break.
And they probably revoked that special privilege due to what's going on.
Or just trumped it up or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, what's wild is like with the war, like, she won't have like the people, you know, it I think that kind of trumps everything obviously right now. I'm wondering how like, you know, it's going to, how these negotiations are even going to happen, you know, being that the relationship between, you know, the United States and Russia is probably the worst it's been in how long? You feel me? Like, does Putin give a single fuck, or anybody that can do anything give a single fuck about what anybody from America thinks? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's what's scary. Yeah, that's what's like. It's and I think these cartridges can get her up to 10 years. You know, that you know, like that's the max sentencing. But also, like, who's to say that, you know, that how abnormal that 10 years is? You know, and in this situation, how abnormal is that? I mean, we have no say so over there.
Right.
You feel me? So, like, what cards are we gonna play to get her out of there? You know, in the middle of a war.
Right. That we're trying to not get more involved in.
Right. You feel me? Like, I just.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, like, of course, it's fucking horrifying that she's going through that. But my whole thing was, you know, why would Russia leak this? And I feel like it's just to let us know that we can't do shit about what they do over there. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the message that they're trying to send. Finally getting this news out 3 fucking weeks later after this conflict is going on.
I think you're, yeah, I think you're exactly right.
And the it's the war began what about around three weeks ago, right? Yeah, around 3 weeks ago. Yeah, yeah. So
we know that, you know, I mean, we talked about it, the three of us have been talking about it since before this stuff got going, you know, that they had been moving troops and stuff, and there was a question of, is this a bluff or whatever? But like, absolutely, yeah, they're in the planning stages for all this shit at that point, you know. So
yeah, and I'm just wondering, like, you know, why, at knowing what's going on, why would she still go over there? But also at the same time, like, the bag, like, when like you said, this, the WNBA is what they do for the love of the game,
right?
You know what I'm saying? What they do to get paid, her job is overseas, you know what I mean? So am I gonna like say no to that amount of money because something may happen?
I like, just I don't, think I don't... people like I mean we so there's some elements of this I can share and some elements I can't share. There's a guy that I'm pretty close with who we covered in college at Long Beach State who's playing in Serbia currently, or Siberia, excuse me. And we also covered a dude named Mike Caffey, who I can't talk about because he's back home now, who was playing in Ukraine as this was happening and had to be like smuggled out of the country. I just don't think, because of what we talked about, the mood in Ukraine being, I just don't think people were like really prepared for it to go like this, especially not Americans who didn't like grow up in that dynamic.
And we talked about how we talked about how the Ukrainians were shocked. Everybody's in shock. Nobody really thought this was going to happen.
The analogy that I use was, you know, I've done interviews and some stories on some of the people who lost their homes in Hurricane Katrina. And there was one volleyball player at Long Beach State whose family was like, they're missing for like a week. And she was just here waiting for the call that, you know, they were okay. And I asked her about, so what, you know, what was the thought process around them staying? Cause they were in the house still when the hurricane hit. And what she said was, she was like, it's like a surf advisory in Southern California. She's like, we get a hurricane warning every 2 months or something. So it's just no one, especially not if you're poor, is thinking, oh, I need to spend the money to evacuate my house for a week over this stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it seemed very similar with the people in Ukraine from what we heard from the basketball player, that it's just like, this is just something they've been worried about.
It's been looming
for
since 2014. Yeah, there's been looming. It's been that dark cloud and nothing's happened.
And so people have been going over there and playing basketball and what, right? But it's just that thing of like, you realize you leave, you go out into the world like that and you realize how much bigger some of these forces are than, you know, you're a basketball player. That's your, like you said, that's your job. You know, like that's what your whole focus has been. And you just realize how, I mean, this team, you know, the team that she plays for out there has won the Russian championship every year that she's been on the team. They've won 8 in a row. Yeah. So, like, in that world of basketball, that's a, you know, fucking flight shit. So I think that's a lot of people, through absolutely no fault of her own, are just, you know, being caught up in like, oh, wow, this shit is very different. You know what I mean?
Was that player that you know that played in Ukraine, was he black?
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Yeah.
How did he get out? Because, you know, they're not letting people.
You smuggled out with the, well, yeah, right. Yeah, we talked about
it. It was earlier.
Well, yeah. I think I would imagine in Ukraine, just as in America, that privileges are afforded to professional athletes that aren't afforded to.
He's black, but he's not like, he's not black.
He's got connections.
He's a basketball player.
He has agents and the team had him there. And I think, you know, it's safe to say that everyone's trying to make sure that, you know, athletes, actors, anyone that kind of people have heard of, you know, those people always get taken care of first.
It's that do the right thing shit. When old boy was talking about how, you know, he's black, but he's not a nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah, fuck that shit. But I'm glad he got out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was funny. It was scary. We couldn't talk about it, you know, for a little bit because he wasn't allowed to say anything about how he was being moved out of the country and stuff.
Understandably so. Shit.
I think the other thing that was weird about it is that, you know, the way he got out really was he just was driven across the border. I mean, like ultimately Europe is so small compared to what we think of as America. It's just like driving to Vegas, basically. You know what I mean? It's like another country is just right over there. Like
for sure. Yeah.
So crazy shit. Thoughts up, you know, for Brittany Griner. Hopefully, you know, hopefully there's some sort of a good resolution to that situation, but scary shit for sure.
Hi, it's.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail, or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Third, Hustler Turf. The brand lawn care professionals have trusted for years when it comes to premium zero-turn lawnmowers. They need equipment that can keep up with their daily hustle and can't settle for things that don't hold up. Many brands of mowers in the market today, and you know what? Many of them are fine. Hustler Turf doesn't do fine. They do high-performance steering, durable frame construction, precision cut quality, and excellent customer service. Over 6.5 decades of building zero-turn mowers, ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. And for us weekend Joes, Hustler Turf has a full lineup of residential mowers built with the same DNA. Using what the pros use, go to HustlerTurf.com to find your closest dealer. HustlerTurf.com. Over 1,400 dealers nationwide, they're knowledgeable and will help you find the right mower for your needs. Hustler Turf, it's not just a mower, it's a mentality.
When you need beauty product expertise, turn to BeautyCareChoices.com. BeautyCareChoices.com has licensed cosmetologists on staff to help you choose the best product for your individual concern. Selling over 200 different brands, you have many beauty care choices, and their staff will help you choose exactly what you need. With expertise in hair loss, hair care, skin care, and cosmetic trends, the staff at Beauty Care Choices knows it's hard to keep up with the new products on the market, so they keep educated to help you choose the best products for you. Better product performance, better ingredients, better service, all in one place. BeautyCareChoices.com. That's BeautyCareChoices.com. Receive 20% off with code PODCAST. Go to BeautyCareChoices.com and save now by using code PODCAST.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Caitlin, age 20.
I got COVID in November 2020. In January, I started having long-term problems. I was a varsity soccer player in high school, and now I get winded just from walking. I can't remember things. It's just unbearable.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Visit myturn.ca.gov to find a vaccine or booster near you.
FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and with FanDuel's same-game parlays, you can turn little bets into big paydays. Lakers are fresh off that big win over the Warriors. I'm a Laker fan. I'm a Bron fan, as anyone who listens to the podcast knows. We're all Bron fans. So I am going to be looking at that Lakers game at the Spurs Monday night tonight. And I'm just going to go ahead and say that Bron's embarking on one of those crazy weeks where he's going nuclear every night. So I'm going to take the Lakers, and I'm going to take all the over on totals for LeBron. But same-game parlays are not the only reason I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook. They have payouts in as little as 2 hours. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure. Plus, if you're a new customer, you get a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. Make every game feel like the finals all season long. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or head to FanDuel.com and sign up using promo code JANJ, that's J&J, to bet the NBA today and get your first bet risk-free. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP.
At Metro by T-Mobile, we're giving you more.
I got the powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99 when I switched to Metro. As a film student, the iPhone 11 ultra-wide camera was just what I needed to help my movie come to life. And I was able to upload it super quick on my way to class just before the deadline.
Switch now and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99, all with the power of the T-Mobile network. That's how you get more, only at Metro. With eligible port ID and plan plus tax, price via instant rebate and $50 virtual prepaid card after third month payment.
Tested positive for COVID-19? You have options. The Active 6 study is researching existing medications to learn if they may also help people with COVID feel better faster. The best part? You can participate from the comfort of your own home. We'll send medications to you, and you'll take online surveys from your couch. Learn how you can quarantine and take part in much-needed COVID research all at the same time. Visit researchfromhome.org. That's researchfromhome.org.
Only at Metro by T-Mobile, you can upgrade to 5G and get more. More choices with the largest selection of free 5G phones, like the Samsung Galaxy A13 5G. And more 5G coverage on the T-Mobile network. Only at Metro. Most affordable versus major prepaid brands. With eligible port, ID, and plan plus tax. 5G not available in some areas. If congested, users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile due to prioritization. Video at 480p.
Can we talk about Rick Barry being a calculus level, AP level fucking hater of all, and this is the hating it shit. Like, you had to sit back and take a deep breath and appreciate the level of hatred from this.
I can't appreciate shit about that nigga. I'm gonna keep it stacked, but I'm gonna let you finish. But fuck that nigga before we get into it. The fuck you mean?
I have never in my life seen someone so infuriated at moving screens in all my days on this earth. That motherfucker was mad, bro. Mad. Legit.
Just call it. Like, call the rules by the book.
They always adjust. Call the rules by the book. When I come to see a game, I want to see the game go the right way. I'm like, God damn. I was like, you talking real tough for someone who had that little upsy daisy chim chim cheerio ass free throw routine.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Right.
Right. Right. Right. If you play during the era where there's fucking black and white images, bro, shut the fuck up. Because that's not basketball what you was playing, bro. You know what I mean? That fucking rec league ass shit you was doing, you know what I mean? We don't watch that no more. We watching real fucking hoops. Shut the fuck up talking about that stuff, bro. That shit wasn't real basketball. You know what I mean? You were a great player back then. Back then doesn't exist to us anymore, bro. I hate when motherfuckers either talking like that shit, bro. It's so wild to see him say, call a ball. You know, I'm like, bro, what the fuck would you? We've seen the highlights, bro, if you can call them that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to watch that bullshit. The league wouldn't exist anymore if they were calling it like they was. If that was a game that we saw today. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you mean?
I just hate that shit, G.
I'm sorry. I'm just as mad at him as he is at moving streets for speaking. You know what I mean?
I admire
it. Sit your old ass down, bro.
He wrote a new top 10 song, you know? Like, we've heard people play the hits with Call the Travel.
over and over and over again. I've never heard
Or Giannis can't play back in the day, but right. the moving screen.
I've never seen anyone get mad about the moving screen aspect.
I just, man, I get so tired of that shit, man. I get tired of these old niggas hate. It's just so wild to see people get on TV and lie to. That Giannis shit? You're saying this freak of nature couldn't play back in the day? Are you kidding me? Do you see the fucking nerds that were hooping back then, bro? That made the league? That would be fucking accountants today? That would be, you know what I'm saying? That would be doing my taxes right now, my nigga? You feel me? Like, dude, shut the fuck up lying, bro. Like, dude, Oakley, you saying this, bro? You know what I mean? He is built like you, but actually skilled at getting buckets, G. You feel me? He, you know, y'all got the same body, but his is better. Like, he has your body with, like, 4 more inches of...
Pause.
Pause.
When you get to the breakdowns of arm length.
Oh, you know what he was beated up as Giannis.
Have you seen the meat on that man? He has 6 extra inches of meat. He is you. He's a mo-meated up you.
You know what I'm saying? Are you talking about this man? John's got the combine after dark measurements. God damn.
4 more inches.
But dog, it's just wild to me seeing these people say these lies constantly on television, bro. Stop asking these old niggas shit, man. Unless it's fucking Allen Iverson or Zeke, you feel me? Everybody else can just, I don't care what you think no more.
Tyler Reed is. Tyler Reed.
I'm gonna. Other than the meet it up part, you don't agree with the meet it up part?
Hey, Giannis is more meet it up.
I'm 10 fact. Toes on the meet it up part. He is definitely more meet it up. I'm sorry.
For sure more meet it up.
You look at him, you see the meat. You can't deny the meat.
You cannot deny the meat. The meat is right there.
The meat is right there for everybody to see.
We just can't deny it.
I see a Giannis and Wendy's retro commercial campaign here. The where's the beef? Giannis.
Right. Tapping with Arby's.
The only thing I would add on Rick Barry is I'm white enough that I understand the desire for like a certain kind of fundamental basketball, but you can see that type of basketball somewhere other than the NBA. Like, you know what I mean? Like
a church league.
Yeah. Well, no. But in all seriousness, like I genuinely love about covering top level high school girls basketball that they play defense in a different way than it is played even in college or whatever else. Like there are places you can go see, oh, holy shit, they're really teaching how to set the edge. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that style of basketball, but I don't need to see James Harden and fucking Joel Embiid. You know what I mean? Where he's complaining about they're not running the pick and roll, right? The pick and roll is like such a dominant part of the NBA. You're literally just mad they're not pausing for a half a second before rolling. Like, this is something worth ranting over. I just don't understand it.
I will say something that I've thought for a long time. The women play better basketball than the men.
Without,
you know what I'm saying?
As far as basketball, for sure.
We talk about bigs shooting now, like it's a how long have fucking women like the bigs been shooting in the women's game since what? Since I started watching fucking women's basketball,
right?
You know what I mean? Like this is not a revelation in that space, but like yeah, I've been thinking for a long time when I'm watching basketball, you know, like since the beginning of the WNBA, the women's basketball has been better. Basketball.
Like if you're a fan of the concept of the sport, and I feel this way for baseball too. Like if you don't like watching dudes pimp home runs, you don't like watching where the game is going, there's levels you can watch baseball right, where they right. play it the way you want to play it. But that's not what people want from a top level pro league. Like people watch the NBA for athleticism, shot making, and storylines, right?
Right.
I'm not worried about, oh, did Bron take an extra half step before he dunked the ball from outside the 3-point line. No one's worried about that. That's just not what people have paid tickets to go see.
You want to see the freaks of nature do freaks of nature shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that's what you want to see with the men's game. And that's what you get And that's the product, you know what I mean? But I mean, obviously there's a lot of great basketball players,
no
but
shit.
I don't think you don't the way the women understand the game is on a different level, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I personally don't give a fuck about travel fucking controversy either, because for one, when people get outraged over travel, it's usually a gather step that is completely legal that motherfuckers don't know what a gather step is. And two, if you took an extra step to do some cool shit, like if you took 3 steps to throw it off the glass and 180 it, who gives a fuck?
On a fast break with no defender, right.
Yeah, that's my thing with the travel. Don't call that shit unless somebody gained an advantage. You can call it, if somebody gains an advantage from traveling, I get it, right? You know what I'm saying? You take another step, cutting, splitting through defense, yes, you gain an advantage, right? But like if you on a fast break, you know what I'm saying? It's two against one. That's a bucket, bro, in the league. You know what I'm saying? That don't blow that shit. This ain't college, man.
It's just,
you got an extra.
It's just,
I mean, you got an extra step to boom on somebody. I mean, that's not. You didn't gain an advantage with that step. That was already a bucket. You know, once the break started.
I know a college basketball coach who that was his pitch was, once you are in the clear, you shouldn't have to dribble anymore. Like,
right, just
like if they're gonna call a clear path foul, that you should, like, we should acknowledge that what people want is the coolest fucking dunk possible. And so you're there and it's 2 points. Like, just do whatever, you know,
bro,
what I mean?
If you don't dunk it in the clear, you lose points. Less will go home. I'd rather you travel in the clear and do fucking and rock the baby. If you lay that bitch up on some Grayson Allen shit, take them points away, go play fucking deep.
Take that shit back to Cameron.
Actually,
door.
Put that nigga in the penalty box. Let's mix hockey with
it's
that shit.
2 minutes.
The power play on the other side.
Whenever the fuck they call that shit.
The other thing to Rick Barry is that you are a basketball player, not a baseball player. Baseball is still having arguments that they've been having for 100 years about rules, right? If you go to, we had a Sabermetrics conference in Long Beach a few years ago. We went there. There was a whole panel devoted to people arguing about the designated hitter rule. That's not basketball. Basketball.
Well, what were they mad at about? Were they mad? I know because one league,
some people,
except in one, does it.
Yeah, because
yeah.
The first rule of baseball is that it is played by 9 players. That adding the designated hitter is like, it's like a religious.
He's a hitter. He's not a baseball player.
Like a,
you know what I mean?
Right. So the designated hitter is a 10th player. That's not exactly like. But these dudes are passionate. That's not basketball. Basketball is. Oh, dudes are dribbling the ball for too long at the end of a game. Let's put the shot clock in. Oh, it's a fucking fist fight in the paint every time everyone comes down floor. Let's put the 3-point line in. You know, like, it's a sport that is like, it's more of the baked into the fundamentals of the sport is the entertainment type evolution. And so is this what anyone other than, like, what's the, how many people in America do you think want to see more moving screens called offensive fouls? 15?
No, I think it's just one, it's Rick Barry. I think it's just that nigga. I had to say nigga because I realized I haven't said a nigga in a long time, so I just called him a nigga just to. I feel like I'm only 4 in. I'm well behind the norm. I gotta catch up, G.
I kept us on Rick Barry too long.
Okay,
Let's talk about. Actually, this is the opposite of Rick Barry. I want to talk about Buckets announcing John being going back to being on camera. Was it Deadline? Someone did a write-up and
no,
they said,
I forget what it was. Yeah.
John, quote, LeJethro Space Jenkins Nichols.
No. It's so absurd to me that, like, you know, like, I mean, that John, but like, that's the wildest shit that they put that whole thing. Like, that's my nickname. I don't know, G. Choose one or the other. You feel what I'm saying? But like, looking at that, seeing it, made me realize how ridiculous all of this is. You know what I mean? I'm a country ass nigga that like 10 years ago decided to be called LeJethro Jenkins online. There is a press release saying John LeJethro Jenkins Nichols, Twitter nigga.
It's on quote unquote Twitter nigga Nichols.
It's talent again.
Bro, shit, bro. But we've had AKA Dragonfly Jones on fucking New York Times and all kinds of like that's
Trajectory Jones. That's a new nickname. Trajectory Jones.
My favorite thing about Twitter is seeing your guys' usernames in print.
Yeah, I especially love when like a publication rolls with a screenshot of mine, like. Because then you get to see, like, America is Musty in, like, the New York Daily News or some shit. Like, that's the funniest shit to me.
That's especially in the news. Like, the publications you're on where it's saying America is Musty. Bro, that is fucking hilarious. But, like, I didn't realize how wildly pornographic Black Big Lebowski sound until, like, I saw, like, my coworker sent me Black Big Lebowski likes, I think Pussy Hair is having a comeback. My coworker sent me that shit. And I'm like, bro, send me that. Screen cap that and send that to me. I gotta post this shit. That looked very nasty, but I'm telling you this right here, live on the Jethro Jenkins. I'm 10 toes with that take. I like that tweet for a purpose. I like adults. I like seasoning.
There's your segue into that topic. Go ahead.
I like seasoning. You know what I mean? You feel me? I like what somebody said. Pushing pubes. Jesus Christ. I like stretch marks. I like real human women. So we leaning in, baby.
For sure. I'm totally on board with you. I am team. A little hair on that thing ain't gonna hurt nobody. So,
ain't gonna hurt a soul, baby.
Ain't gonna hurt a motherfucker.
God put that vagina there for a reason. He put that vagina hair there for a reason too, baby. You know what I'm saying? You questioning God's purpose or his reasoning? Is that what we doing right here?
You questioning what God decided to do with the pussy?
What God decided to do?
Questioning God
with that pussy.
When it comes to that pussy.
With that pussy hair. Oh man, he put it there for a reason. And I ain't mad at it, baby. You feel me? Ain't never been. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People want that thing waxed clean, man. Come on, G. You out here look. I know what I look like. I ain't got no room to talk, bro. You could roll my shit up like some Travis Scott 2 strands. You feel what I'm saying? I can't judge a soul out here. Let that thing swing, baby. You know what I mean? We ain't mad at it. I'm a whole adult, man. Fuck you, man. That thing gotta look brand new to me. It's gonna still thang like it's supposed to when it's time. You know what I mean? That thing gonna thang regardless. So you got nothing to do with that hair, G. Anyway, I think that's enough.
I think that's all we do. We
bury some fucking thangs, thanging. Jesus Christ! You know what I mean?
The spirit of the Kumiho has taken over.
You said it early. You said it early.
This is what happens when Jackson asks people to tilt their laptops up. You know,
right? You know what I mean? Chaos.
This is, you know, one of us is a bear doing push-ups on the tree. One of us is doing, you know, leg curls, and the other one just fucking punching them in the stomach. That's the Jenkins and Jones podcast. That's the aesthetic.
Logan had a great question. What the entire fuck is going on in there? But that's what I was like, bro. Nobody knows, but what's weird is I understood it, even though I felt that's like, what the fuck is going on? But I kind of felt like it made sense.
Dude's doing something stupid that they were excited about that also endangered their life. We have all participated in the activity in that video, just not that specific activity.
Right. Dude's being dumb. You know what I mean?
And I did, in watching the video, I did, for whatever reason, it immediately popped into my head. I was like, this is just like the podcast.
I felt it. I felt it. It made so much sense. And a lot of people agreed soon.
Oh, great tweet. All right. No, there was one other thing. I want to let you guys talk about Euphoria, because I know that was, you both watched it the whole way through. And I know most of the people who listen to the pod watch it too. But I was thinking we could talk about Winning Time on the midweek episode.
Okay.
Because I think we're all going to watch that, right?
That drops tonight.
Starts tonight.
I'm going to get so high, G.
Yes.
You're going to think it's 1982.
Right.
Especially the way it was filmed. Like, Adam McKay described the film texture as buttery in a podcast I heard, and I was like, I'm so excited.
Buttery. That was sensual, baby. That touched me.
But what, you know, what
touched me down by the two strings.
What were you guys' thoughts on...
Bro, I don't think I've ever heard Mike laugh like that. That was a different pitch.
A lot of cock talk on this.
Cock talk.
You know,
Jesus Jones.
Got the
home of cock talk.
All right, man. Jesus. No, meet it up metrics. Shit, I just caught
what did you,
the meet it up metrics.
What did
bro,
you,
that needs to be a segment.
What were your thoughts on Euphoria, Tyler? Did you enjoy the finale or did you feel it was a Travis hemocracy?
I loved it. I feel like a lot of Euphoria fans were disappointed by it because they want like shit wrapped up. They want closure and all that. But like I got into Euphoria because it was just some shit. Like I didn't watch it when it first dropped. It was a quarantine watch for my wife. And, you know, I got into it. I'm just kind of there just for, like, the performances, the acting performances, really. Like, the plot comes secondary to me because Zendaya is fucking ridiculously good in her role there. Like, I watched the first season, and I think the single best episode of the entire series is the Christmas special when Rue, Zendaya's character, was in the dining room with
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think that is best. That's one of the best episodes of television I've ever seen in my life. It's
brilliant.
Shit that's going to stick with me forever. You got to watch the whole season for it to kind of all click together. So you can't just hop to it for anyone listening who wants to get into it. But that episode right there was just phenomenal fucking television. So it's like they're playing with house money, you know, with me from here on out. Like, I don't give a shit if anything doesn't make sense, really. I'm just there for the, like I said, for the performances.
I'm there for the beauty. It's the most beautiful television show I've probably ever seen, bro. And like I said on
Out of Pocket, which airs on Wednesdays,
it's not TV, it's cinema. So yeah, but yeah, I think it's I love that show. I'm there for the beauty. It was beautiful. It's a great experience. So I'm there. The plot, you know, hey. And I also love that long ass song. Like I said, it's not because the song was bad. It was because or too long. It's because you weren't high enough. If you were as high as I was, you would have cried just like I did.
All right, that's Jenkins and Jones for the week. We'll be back on in the middle of the week, and we'll see you guys then. Thanks for fucking with us, and bye.
Bye.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now, what's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. Cal Hope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.